You Pay Full Price, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Luofushong grabs him, pushing him up against the wall, his hand going straight to young Siu Xian's cock. His head falls back against the wall as he gasps and presses his crotch against Luofushong's hand. This is a bad idea, young Siu Xian says as Luofushong's hand starts opening his jeans. Luofushong leans in against him, nibbling at his jawline before saying, "And when did you ever care about that?" His voice is low, his breath ghosting against young Siu Xian's skin, and young Siu Xian wants to pull him closer and bite at those tempting lips so very close. Luofushong's hand reaches into his jeans, finding his quickly hardening cock. Luofushong's fingers wrap around him, squeezing almost too tightly. Young Siu Xian's breath shudders, and it takes a moment before he manages to say, "This is a really bad idea." Luofushong laughs, his head falling back a bit. "What? Are you afraid my dad will find us?" he asks, grinning at young Siu Xian. He lets go of young Siu Xian's cock. He whines in protest, which just makes Luofushong grin wider. But then Luofushong pushes young Siu Xian's jeans down, pressing his own jeans-covered erection against young Siu Xian's while mouthing at his neck. "It is his office," young Siu Xian has to point out, while he reaches down to the fastening of Luofushong's jeans. Young Siu Xian had really never meant to find himself in a monogamous relationship. As his current situation makes pretty clear, he's really not built for it. But he likes Luo Qingang, and he fucking loves the sex and he doesn't want to hurt Luo Qingang. He really doesn't. Besides, who dared to cheat on Luo Qingang? It's just that Luofushong is hard to say no to. Luofushong's hand wraps around his cock firmly, and young Siu Xian moans quietly. It's especially hard to say no when Luofushong touches him like that. "He'll kill me if he finds out," young Siu Xian pants out, finally managing to get Luofushong's jeans open. "Nah, he likes you too much for that," Luofushong assures him, his hand stroking young Siu Xian's cock. "I do," Luo Qingang's voice suddenly says, and young Siu Xian freezes, his hand halfway down the front of Luofushong's jeans. "Dad," Luofushong says very calmly, and doesn't move away from young Siu Xian. His hand is still holding young Siu Xian's cock. At least he stopped moving his hand. Young Siu Xian turns his head slowly, feeling like the world is suddenly working in slow motion. He stares at Luo Qingang, standing there, just inside the door, looking back at him, while Luofushong is still plastered against his front. He probably can't see exactly what Luofushong's hand is doing, he thinks. Not that that'll be much of a help, he suspects. It's not like Luo Qingang can mistake what they're doing just because he can't see Luofushong's hand actually jerking him off. "Fushong," Luo Qingang says, just as calmly and takes a few steps towards them. Young Siu Xian forgets to breathe for a moment. "Is this really the place?" Luo Qingang asks with a raised eyebrow. Luofushong sighs, finally letting go of young Siu Xian's cock, before stepping away from young Siu Xian and turning to look at Luo Qingang. Young Siu Xian takes a quick shaky breath and reaches for his jeans, pulling them back up as fast as he can manage, shoving his still hard cock inside the jeans. "I could fuck him in your bed," Luofushong says a bit challengingly. Young Siu Xian swallows and wonders if he could just sidle out of there without anyone noticing. No, that would probably mean Luo Qingang would just send someone to get him, and probably be more angry at young Siu Xian. Not that he looks angry at the moment exactly, young Xiuxian thinks. Except then he gives young Xiuxian a look that's freezing. He thinks about getting down on his knees right then and there, and begging for forgiveness. Or sucking Luo Chengeng's cock, if that would work. He could do both. You could, Luo Chengeng agrees with Luo Fusheng, and then steps closer to young Xiuxian. Luo Fusheng moves out of the way, and young Xiuxian wants to curse at him. This is at least partly his fault, and he should at least not leave young Xiuxian out to the wolves. Luo Chengeng doesn't quite touch him. Young Xiuxian presses himself back against the wall and tries not to whimper. Do you remember what you promised me, Asian? Luo Chengeng asks in a low, threatening voice, his hand landing on the wall right next to young Xiuxian's head. Young Xiuxian bites his lip and nods. He might be scared shitless, but fuck, he's also so turned on it hurts. Luo Chengeng waits. Never with anyone. Young Xiuxian has to take a moment to swallow before he can continue. Without asking you first, he manages to say almost coherently. Luo Chengeng reaches out to run a finger down young Xiuxian's cheek. Young Xiuxian lets out a small squeak. Luo Chengeng grabs his jaw, his fingers pressing into young Xiuxian's skin. Did you ask, Asian? Luo Chengeng demands. He tries to shake his head, but Luo Chengeng's grip on his jaw stops him. It makes speaking a bit hard too, but young Xiuxian whispers out a quiet, I'm sorry, anyway. He is sorry. He's really just very bad at this relationship thing. He never means to hurt anyone. Luo Chengeng's grip suddenly gentles, the coldness on his face falling away to be replaced by a surprisingly fond look. He leans in to kiss young Xiuxian's cheek. It's not entirely your fault, Asian. I know what my son is like, Luo Chengeng says, and then sighs. Dad, Luo Fusheng protests, like he's been mortally offended. I asked you if I could, didn't I? Luo Fusheng says to young Xiuxian's complete surprise. He stares accusingly past Luo Chengeng at Luo Fusheng. He could have told young Xiuxian that. Okay, so young Xiuxian should have talked to Luo Chengeng first, sure. But who goes asking their boyfriend if it's okay to fuck their son? So, young Xiuxian says slowly, reaching out to run his hand over Luo Chengeng's hip, before reaching around to his ass. I'm still very much turned on, so maybe someone would like to. He doesn't quite get to finish the sentence, because Luo Chengeng grabs him by the waist and pulls him closer, muffling his words with a hard kiss. Someone definitely will, Luo Chengeng tells him, reaching down to squeeze young Xiuxian's cock through his jeans. Young Xiuxian gasps at the hard grip, his hips bucking into the touch. Then Luo Chengeng turns to Luo Fusheng, while still holding young Xiuxian close. Do you want his mouth or his ass, Fusheng? Young Xiuxian gasps, and then nuzzles against Luo Chengeng's neck. Fuck yes, he thinks fervently. He has the best boyfriend ever. They do end up in Luo Chengeng's bed, actually, because, as Luo Chengeng insists, his knees are not young enough for the floor. That makes Luo Fusheng snort softly, and young Xiuxian laughs. And somehow you still manage to leave me a shaking mess after a good fuck, even at your age, he says to Luo Chengeng with a grin. Luo Chengeng huffs, and then practically drags young Xiuxian to the bedroom, where young Xiuxian eagerly pulls off his clothes and then settles on the bed on his hands and knees, waiting. Luo Fusheng laughs at his eagerness, But it's not every day young Susian is about to get fucked by two of his favorite people at the same time. Luo Qingong slaps his ass hard enough to sting and asks,
"Do you need any prep, Asian?"
By the tone of his voice, young Susian is pretty sure what he wants the answer to be. Well, maybe he hasn't entirely forgiven young Susian for his mistake. But if a good hard fuck gets it out of Lord Qingong's system, then young Susian isn't complaining. "No, I'm good," he says and wiggles his ass for good measure. He doesn't need to wait for very long, because Luo Qingong only takes a moment to slick his cock with lube before he's pushing his cock inside young Susian in one long stroke. Young Susian keens, long and drawn out, his hands fisting in the bedsheets. The sudden stretch burns, but Luo Qingong's cock still feels so fucking good filling him up. Luo Fusheng grabs his hair, yanking his head back. Young Susian blinks and grins up at him. Luo Fusheng runs a thumb along his lips before slipping it inside. Young Susian bites at his thumb lightly and then fucking squeals as Luo Qingong fucks into him hard, his hands holding tightly to young Susian's hips. Luo Fusheng laughs again, and then finally guides his cock to young Susian's mouth. Young Susian swallows it eagerly, savoring the taste of Luo Fusheng on his tongue. Then all young Susian can do is try not to collapse down onto the bed as he's fucked hard. Luo Qingong keeps slamming into his ass, his fingers gripping young Susian hard enough to bruise, while Luo Fusheng fucks his mouth deep enough to have young Susian choking on his cock. Drool dribbles down young Susian's chin as he moans around Luo Fusheng's cock. Luo Qingong's cock keeps hitting his prostate again and again, Luo Qingong knowing exactly how to fuck him to leave him a drooling, whimpering mess. Young Susian comes, his cock untouched, while both father and son still keep fucking him. He shudders, trapped between them, and he'd definitely fall down on the bed if they weren't holding him up. Luo Qingong comes first, his cock pulsing inside young Susian's ass, filling him with Luo Qingong's cum. Fuck, but young Susian loves feeling him come inside him. Luo Fusheng slows his pace a bit, fucking young Susian's mouth in long, slow strokes, until a few moments later he shoves himself deep into young Susian's throat and comes with a low grunt, his hand fisting in young Susian's hair. He pulls out as soon as he's done, and young Susian gasps for breath, and then his arms just give out, and his upper body falls down to the bed. Luo Fusheng gives out a low chuckle and pats young Susian's hair. Luo Qingong pulls out of his ass carefully, and then actually helps him down into a slightly more comfortable position. Young Susian doesn't really care, because he's not moving anywhere right now. His limbs are trembling faintly. Luo Qingong strokes his hair, and young Susian makes a small noise of approval, which is about as much as he can manage right now.
"Fusheng, would you please go get something to clean us up with?"
Luo Qingong asks, while he keeps stroking young Susian's hair. He can hear Luo Fusheng sigh slightly, but all he says is,
"Sure, Dad."
Then there's a quick, light kiss against young Susian's cheek before Luo Fusheng scrambles out of bed.
"You won't make the same mistake again, will you, Asian?"
Luo Qingong asks suddenly, a strange note to his voice. Young Susian has to actually open his eyes to look at him. The look on his face is... Young Susian's heart twinges with guilt. He shakes his head slightly and then whispers, his voice hoarse and abused, "I'm sorry, Qingong. I'm not..." Luo Qingong kisses him softly,
and the rest of young Xiuxian's words die out.
We'll not talk about it again, Luo Qingang says.
Then he starts petting young Xiuxian's hair, one hand resting on young Xiuxian's belly, one of his legs over young Xiuxian's, like he wants to keep young Xiuxian right there. Young Xiuxian lets his eyes fall closed again. They wait for Luo Fusheng to return. The end.